It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And you're more than welcome to call into the show and ask questions to stay on topic. We have Deborah Tavares joining us, and Deborah always has amazing stories. She recently traveled to Europe. Lots of things going on. Deborah, what's the agenda today?
Well, Dr. Bill, everyone that is listening, please go to stopthecrime.net. Frequent our YouTube video channel. We have completed the posting of the five-part series on the genocide documents, outlining how murder is legal and how this happened to all of us. So I would highly recommend you help us get this out far and wide. We also have many YouTube videos up from Dr. Bill and my radio shows as well. Please frequent the website because we discuss real documents in real time and tell you what the time is, and it is not good.
Right.
So without necessarily going in order of the most urgent aspects of what we want to talk about today, the day after the 4th of July weekend, when we had two massive earthquakes in Southern California. And we want to talk about some of the reasons that these happened. And Dutch Sense has an excellent video sequence up that discusses this. And it covers many of the things in the past, Dr. Bill, that you and I have talked about. And that would include the borehole drilling that activates earthquakes, and also the geysers, that they literally drill into,
they're drilling into these geysers to pull off the superheated water, and it actually causes earthquakes by triggering off the change in the tectonic plate. So we know that there may be, I don't know if there's any drilling directly in that area.
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, there are two geothermal plants right within the range of the quakes.
Okay, so in other words, there's probably a direct link between the geothermal plants and the earthquake there.
Just
like,
for
example, the fracking occurring in Oklahoma is triggered off in earthquakes in Oklahoma as well, isn't it?
Well, that's absolutely true, and we've talked about that many times in the past on the show.
Right.
So it's important for when you hear about earthquakes and seismic activity, check out the lakes that are in the vicinity of these earthquakes, because not only are they the seismic activity coming from the geothermal operations, which are generally near the quakes as well, because it's on the Ring of Fire in volcanic areas, but also these quakes were near China Lake and also the Naval Air Weapons Station. So many people are looking at the possibility that there were nukes set underground that potentially also activated this 7.1 quake. Started out the first quake on 4th of July as being reported as a quake of 6.6 magnitude.
And by the way, what you're pointing out there is very important for people to realize. We don't do airburst nuclear testing. We all do a deep underground. And if they have it near a fault zone, especially if there's hydrofracking or fracking because they're trying to pull off superheated water for power generation. What's the power corporation that's involved in Northern California that's using the superheated water and having geothermal sites? And by the way, under President Trump, they authorized recycling this water that's high in hydrogen sulfide that when it gets back into your water supply, your kidneys concentrate it, and it makes it so concentrated, the hydrogen sulfide, you can dissolve porcelain and steel. So in other words, you can dissolve your toilet with your urine. And people don't understand, and obviously Trump doesn't know the difference, but the scientists around him are idiots. And,
that is true.
Same with the military doing underground nuclear testing or fracking. Fracking is dangerous. It creates earthquakes, doesn't it? Including reservoirs can cause earthquakes, but fracking, especially
is a
greater water.
Well, that's something I wanted to discuss right now, because some of the things that people need to do when they hear about these man-made, intentionally created weapon systems that are being used on us is to think about it. Think about where are the earthquakes. Do a search in that area where the nearest lakes are. Think about lakes. Many of the lakes are man-made. So keep this in mind. Fake lakes make quakes. I did a search, and I found that we have a very large, huge lake in Kern Canyon where the seismic hazard characterization of the Kern Canyon Fault for the Isabel Project in California. And I looked this up. The Isabel Project, that's called Lake Isabel. Actually, it's a reservoir, and it is a large, large reservoir that serves hydropower for Los Angeles. And there was a study that I've posted up on stopthecrime.net. You can go to our email blast outs, and you'll find the backup information about this quake, along with a very excellent YouTube that was put together showing the Illuminati significance of the dates and the reporting of the quake as initially being 6.6, and then that was changed to 6.4. So if you go again to the
In other words, there's a, you're saying there's numerological significance to this that's on a hidden or secret order.
People can get to this information by going to stopthecrime.net to our email blast outs, and you'll see the email entitled Largest Earthquake in Decades Hits Southern California, measuring 6.4 magnitude, and that was July 4th of 2019. And again, originally it was reported as a 6.6. And you'll see embedded in that email an excellent YouTube that talks about the Illuminati aspects of the dates and everything that was reported about this quake. And then we've attached information about some concerns about the Lake Isabel and earthquakes and reservoir inducement. So we know that reservoirs are not necessary reservoirs and dams to contain our water and move it around. When we have primary water, we can actually pull it up fresh and not exposed to atmospheric poisons through an underground system, as Muammar Gaddafi had done in Libya.
Right. And, of course, you pointed out that primary water is establishment is in Northern California with Paul Power. And we try to get Paul on the show. I've done videos with Paul on my NutraMedical channel, and I think you've got some videos as well with Paul. He's actually explored in the last 60 years something like 60 countries, and he's trained people in other countries to how to find primary water using radar and so on and dowsing techniques. And I want to send him my radar stuff because I want to actually get primary water here, because besides prepping for power and getting a backup 20 kilowatt generator and our 8,500 watts of solar panels, I want to get the surge protector that we were going to put on our home that we had our expert come on the program, Stan Dale, a few weeks ago that he developed, that the Pentagon, the governor, interested. But you also need to have water, because the government's trying to cut off water supply, or they're trying to poison water supplies worldwide. It's not just here. There's a global, if you want to call it terraforming, now there's a nutball out there, and I'm going to mention his name, Natural News Adams, and he's trying to say it's aliens terraforming the Earth. No. It's high-level globalists that want to reduce the world population. It's not aliens. They're alien to the human race because they're so damned evil. But they're not aliens. They're bad people, billionaires and bankers and high-level secret orders that are actually doing things to the Earth and its planet and the ecosphere that's stupid and dangerous, isn't it?
Well, I want to say this about the earthquakes, and then I want to move on to 5G. Because while we're being massively distracted by the intentional earthquakes and all of the other intentional weaponized weather targeting that is occurring, 5G is rolling in faster than we can possibly imagine. So I want to make this comment, again, pertaining to the email blast out that everyone can find on stopthecrime.net under the email blast out tab. What I want to tell you right now is an excerpt from a report we found on page 49 of this report, and it says, the Kern Gorge Powerhouse, which is Kern River Number 1, was built in 1902 to 1907 by the Kern River Company and now operated by Southern California Edison, who first online, this was the largest hydroelectric facility in the world, providing electric power to Los Angeles. And steep rock debris shoot above it across the river. Now, I want everyone to keep in mind, Southern California Edison, or Edison International, is operated by Rothschild LLC and Company. It is an operated, taken utility, as all our utilities are. So again, this this dam was put into operation. It is a booby trap. We have talked about the fact that there is information on the climate change aspects of the global infrastructure and how the global infrastructure will not withstand the level of climate change, when in fact we all know that climate change is actually weather weapons. So now I want to get into...
Yeah, it's not just natural events like a coronal mass ejection from the sun. It's actually where they weaponize the weather of the earth. And a lot of it's policy, too. For example, they're de-insuring people so they can't be on the coastal area or in rural areas. Or if fires happen, they won't insure them to go back and actually rebuild their homes in Northern California, right?
Well, that's one layer of it, absolutely. Another layer of it is that they're changing the building and planning codes. Right now, we're facing along a very well-known river, the Russian River, which borders along Bohemian Grove. And those people are going to find an incremental elimination of their property usage as residential in that the codes are requiring new policies for septic systems. And sadly, most of these properties, of which there are about 70,000, will be identified as having the need for new septic systems, which many of these people cannot afford. And many properties will be identified as not being able to conform to the requirements of the new septic system. We will further this conversation on further shows, Dr. Bill, because this is a very hot topic here. Also, there, the commercial business owners are suing the owner of a business park in Sebastopol here, 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge, when we were drenched with horrible floods back in February and literally wiping out a wastewater treatment plant, which spewed millions and millions of gallons of toxic contaminated wastewater treatment plant. And in the lawsuit that was discussed in the newspaper here just a day or so ago, they said that an atmospheric river parked above the wastewater treatment laguna low-lying areas and caused this massive inundation of floodwater events that had never happened before. So again,
well, you know, we know that the management of the dam, which is a mud dam up in Northern California, has not been properly managed, and if there's a major flooding there, it'll break through and destroy homes for a quarter million homes.
Yeah, and that's the Oroville Dam. So,
by the way, the current governor was the attorney general who had control of the purse strings back then. And this current governor, Gavin Newsom, is an idiot. And these people are collaborating on creating climate disasters to depopulate, aren't they?
Well, they're all part of the cabal. And sadly, we're being inundated, and people still think that we have a system that we can participate in and change things. We do not. But I want to roll into the 5G.
Yeah, in other words, some people are deluded into the representative government model.
Yes. I really would like to move into 5G because there is a very important video that was posted, and I watched it, and I'm converting it and posting it on stopthecrime.net.
Now, is it a video somebody else produced, but you're going to convert it and put it over on your site?
Yes, I am. And right now, because it's not over on stopthecrime.net, I want everybody to type in your YouTube video channel, and you can find it right now, and it's entitled, The Most Important Video You Will Ever Watch. Share. And it discusses 5G. Now, Mark Steele, who I met when I was recently in London for the talk, was discussing 5G as it's being rolled out in London, and also the LED lights. And he mentioned Paradise as being a testing area, an experimental zone for the use of these frequencies as they're turned on. And so I sent him an email suggesting that testing is over and that experimentation is over, and they eradicated Paradise here in Northern California.
Yeah, it's interesting they chose that as the first place to destroy is Paradise. Very
demonic. They did destroy Santa Rosa a year earlier, but when we get back, we'll discuss this further.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. And Deborah, let's continue with this analysis. A lot of people might think that this is conspiracy theories. Well, that phrase was actually invented by the CIA. This is conspiracy facts. And if they go to your website, you're an amazing person at finding out documents and videos and so on that corroborate this. I'm an expert on directed energy weapons and scalar radiation. In fact, I'm doing a lot of pioneering research on quantum biocircuits. And I think that the 5G network actually is an extinction-level event. I think it's actually not only the final layer of the totalitarian control system of we call the mark of the beast that's in the Bible, but it's also going to cause a massive collapse of mitochondria, your gut biome, insects falling from the sky and dying, and birds. People don't realize that this 5G is an ELE, isn't it? It's an extinction-level event.
Well, it absolutely is, and I want to discuss that more because I want to talk about, again, the video, again, entitled The Most Important Video You Will Ever Watch, and it says share. So I'm going to discuss that, and then I'm going to talk about some of the aspects of 5G that I heard discussed when I went to the London conference where I participated. And I would recommend and suggest that everyone go onto YouTube and type in AV, that's for Alternative View, AV10. And you should be able to start watching the videos that came out of that conference, not only mine, but Mark Steele as well. And I would highly recommend that you listen to Mark Steele's AV10 conference.
What's his background and what country is he from?
Yeah, he's. I'm not prepared to give you his bio, but I will tell you that everyone can listen to him at the AV10 video. And he discusses his bio then. He is an expert in microwave warfare and actually inventing some of the weapons systems that were used on battlefields. That's why when he saw the LED lights being deployed in Gateshead in the UK, he knew that that was part of the weapons system. So
right.
I'm going to talk about that because this is what we need to know. Certainly here in the United States and elsewhere, we're having the battlefield implementation rolled out and the LED lights rolled out as well. So what we learned in London and what you will learn also in this very important, most important video you will ever watch, that's the name of it, is that, of course, our homes are all over energized, and the powerless frequencies indoors and outdoor our homes cook meat indoors and outdoors with the microwaves, and it cooks us as well. And you were talking about some of the ill effects and the biological effects of electromagnetic frequencies.
But it's not just the thermal effect. See, one of the defenses that the industry tries to say is it doesn't have thermal effects. Non-thermal effects are epigenetic. And we know that the battlefields of the future are drones, like the latest Spider-Man movie, weaponized with directed energy weapons. They're not going to be bullets or mortar and so on, or even scalar explosives. They're going to be directed energy weapons at the targets of other human flesh and other life forms. And that's what people don't understand. This is a weaponized system that's going to be deployed in homes. They changed the regulations in America to allow homes to actually have repeaters for them. 5G is being put in major cities like Los Angeles and Sacramento and other cities as a test.
Well, it's being rolled out right here in Northern California in Santa Rosa where I live. And 5G is being massively rolled out. People are basically unaware that the utility poles are part of a battlefield network that has been set up and all under control of the cabal. And so our utility poles are being used as part of the weapons on the ground application. And I want to talk more about what you will learn in that YouTube, and you'll learn it right now, parts of it from me. They talk about the mini cells and street lights and how they cause eye cancers, and it is part of an extinction weapons system. They go on to talk about how the electromagnetic pulse will disrupt our body's molecular cohesion, and we will vaporize. Much of that we saw happen in paradise during the fires, where people were literally vaporized. And there is a case in the UK of a young boy who developed an extremely unusual cancer. And again, it was extremely rare and only attributed previously to radar operators. So this is, again, showing the extension of the death rays that we're being targeted by. Streetlights, too, are phased arrays, and they're being rolled out covertly in our neighborhoods throughout the entire world. And the White House has been discussing how the U.S. will survive these electromagnetic pulses and when the grids go down intentionally, et cetera. It was also discussed that there was an attempt to turn on the 5G, and I found this very interesting during the AV10 conference. In Korea, and I believe the date was April the 5th of 2018, five cities started to burn simultaneously when they flipped on the 5G grid. And what Mark is suggesting is that Paradise was a multi-leveled attack and experiment. Certainly, we know that the rural areas are being intentionally burned up. We see it on the burn 'em up list, the CAL FIRE list that puts out the areas of extreme fire intense zones that will also affect insurance. But we also know that they are deploying these frequencies to kill us. We have to keep in mind that 5G equals 4G times 65,000. It's just like the difference between the 6.6 earthquake that we had on July the 4th versus the 7.1 we had a couple of days later, an enormous difference. But the 5G is widening out of the spectrum in the sub-waves. And what I found very interesting is the 5G does not need to go as close to our homes as we are being told. It is an extinction-level frequency. So naturally, they want these to be as close to our homes as possible. We're also learning now that the foliage, the trees that we're being told are being cut down to allow the 5G millimeter waves to gain access into our homes is really not necessary because frequencies go through any and everything. They go through concrete. They go through steel. They get in. It gets into our homes. We're finding out and learning that the removal of trees is to remove the fact that the trees are dying, and they don't want people to see how the trees are being affected by these frequencies because we would see it. Eliminate the visual death machine, because again, this is to eliminate all biological life on this planet. And this infrastructure will kill everyone. And again, all biological life. And they talk about how the switch was on. Again, I believe the date was April 5th of 2018 in Korea. It was to see the resilience of the power network, but it failed, just as it did in Paradise. That's what Mark Steele is saying about the Paradise fires here in Northern California. So it was a multi-layered attack to test the system. What I found also interesting is that the plan for localized battery storage and electric vehicles is part of the plan of resilience of the weapons system. So we know that dependent upon how your solar panels are connected, if they are connected to Wi-Fi, if they are connected to the utility company, if you are sending back power, you are a weapons system. You have to be off the grid completely with no connectivity to the Internet of Things, no Wi-Fi, and no connection to the Rothschild kill grid that has been set up. We'll talk about that also in later shows. But I want to continue on with this because the LED antennas are designed to sweep areas with a scanner, and they kill people. That is what is happening now. And we were told, too, that some people in the UK took apart one of the LED streetlights, and which caused nosebleeds in the area where these streetlights are deployed. And they talked to a number of streetlight installers and then were actually given one of the streetlights that they dismantled. And they found that the light manufacturing specs are not real. The spec sheets of the printed spec sheets are lies. So we're not able to find out what is really happening with how we would have found out things in the past, because this is a silent weapons kill grid that is being set up, and we're being lied to on every level. So we have to ask ourselves why the telecoms are designing the equipment to look like something it's not. And 5G is a weapon. So are the cell phone towers, designed and disguised as trees. So the sub-frequencies are destroying the concrete of nuclear plants, dams, bridges, etc., and can penetrate our homes, and the frequencies create structural degradation. Now, we've talked about this in the past. Everything is energy. All energy is energy, and you force energy against other energy, particularly infrastructure, and it causes degradation. And that is what is also happening with the collapse of the infrastructure throughout the world. Not only is it weather weapons being used, but it's also so the radiation from Fukushima that is dismantling infrastructure, as well as the increased frequencies. This 5G is a weapons system. And again, it is most important that to know, and sadly, billions and billions of people are going to die. And that is an extinction-level event. You and I, Dr. Bill, have gone over the kill policies, the genocide policies, one of which discusses how the United States will be reduced in population by 83% by the year 2025. So I want to talk more about the aspects of 5G. People do not understand the enormity of where this is coming from. And I think that people need to know that it's not just a pie-in-the-sky thought that is being rolled out by the telecom industry. Oh, no, no, no. This is backed by massive corporate money worldwide. And we found some very interesting information on a CTIA Twitter. And the CTIA Twitter talks about the wireless history, and it talks about, we bring together a dynamic group of wireless companies that enable consumers to lead a 21st century connected life. And they go on to talk about how locally you can think about smart communities and how they're bringing together capabilities. Venues and campuses are examples. Nationally, we see things like gaming and drones. Service and telehealth are also going to be big opportunities. And they go on to say, ever wonder why, in the blink of an eye, your wireless device can send a text, order takeout, or adjust the temperature of your house from thousands of miles away? But have you ever wondered how?
By the way, we have a caller. It looks like, go ahead, caller, what is your question? And for Deborah or myself, go ahead.
So apparently the caller is not responding in a timely enough fashion, Dr. Bill. So I look at this as a potential waste of time.
Yeah.
So unless this person starts to talk.
Yeah, I think one of the things we have to do is, the timeline I see is we're heading toward October next year, 2020. And these systems are supposed to be put in place in the next 2 years, aren't they?
Well, that's right, and that's why they're pushing this so quickly.
Yeah.
And this interconnective Twitter that I got into talks about how wireless connectivity lets pilots view a drone and its surroundings from a bird's-eye perspective. Users can also leverage apps to pre-program specific GPS coordinates and create an automated flight path for drones. Goes on to talk about how drones work, and they talk about how Nebraska in the United States became the 25th state to modernize infrastructure rules. Half of the states recognize the opportunities of 5G connectivity by adopting new siting reforms. So people think that we can stop this. There's lots of misinformation. There's lots of media outlets out there that are saying that certain cities have created moratoriums against 5G, have stopped it. That is not true.
Yeah, nobody stopped it. No one's stopping it.
No one has stopped 5G, period. Brussels has not stopped 5G. Mill Valley and other locations here in Northern California have not stopped 5G. And we need to look at the political and the human compromised families of Skull and Bones, Illuminati, and all the rest. I recently interviewed someone that came out of a Skull and Bones family, but didn't know it, obviously, at the time when they were being brought up, and talked about what the dinner conversations were in these families. And this family was largely behind Planned Parenthood and reducing birth rates.
Right.
And that would include, of course, putting toxins in the water supply and the air and everything else. But
and
also just
feminizing males and lowering male sperm count and fertility and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. When I was talking to this person, I gained a very insightful understanding of how these families operate, because these families are many, they're worldwide, and they are part of the cabal on a lower level. And they're put into these positions, certainly in universities, where it's called the TAP system.
Right.
T as in Tom, A-P, TAP system. You get literally tapped on the shoulder if you make the grade to become a member of these societies and work for the cabal. You get tremendous economic benefits. Your children get to go to the premier schools. You get guards and private planes. When you go to a ski resort in Switzerland, you don't go to where the rest of the people ski. You have an exclusive area that you go to.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
And we have a question, but I usually have the question screen, so Tomas, our board op, will actually put the question up first before we bring them on, because you don't want to interfere with the very limited time we have for a full hour. As you can tell, Deborah just rolls and rolls and rolls. She has a ton of information to pour out, so we'll wait for that question to come up on the board before I authorize it. Go ahead, Deborah.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. So it's most important for people to understand the level of the financing behind the 5G. What is also happening right now, I had a question come into my website, speaking of questions. And I reviewed this question because this person said that they wanted me to take a look at this these documents that they sent. And they said that they attended a meeting back in June of 2019 and asked several questions and could not get an answer. And they said this has agenda written all over it. So I went into
like you're talking about like Agenda 2030?
I want to explain that right now because they had some PDFs attached. I opened them up and I reviewed them.
Right.
And I'm going to go over some of what these PDFs contained. But I want to also tell everyone that the 5G network is going to be financed. And this I found interesting as I was researching that question. They talk about closing the infrastructure gap and how a DADIS agenda, this is ADDIS agenda, recognizes. Now, have you ever heard of the ADDIS agenda before? If you haven't, you need to know. This is behind the investing in sustainable development and resilient infrastructure. This is just as shattering as it gets to find out all of the methods in which these organizations are literally destroying us.
Yeah, and but they're doing that. You've got documented this, so they're doing it through insurance carriers, through public policies, through COGS, which are United Nations. They're doing it through global banks. I mean, they're doing it through every avenue possible. It's not just one. It's a multi-pronged attack, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's what I am certainly trying to convey, so that people understand the enormity and the bandwidth of which we're being attacked. But this is interesting. I found this on that same website, but I want to get into some of the other things that I discovered.
We do have a caller, and her question is actually pretty simple. And her name is Paulette. Go ahead, Paulette, with your quick question for Deborah. But Deborah, I want you to kind of just summarize what you think is. This is an important question. You know, she raises. Go ahead.
My question is, why do they want to eliminate all biological life?
Okay, go ahead, Deborah. Tell us what you think.
Well, we're definitely, Paulette, being replaced. We know that there is a transhumanism agenda. And we know that the cabal wants to control all land, so they're stealing it from us.
Right.
They believe that they have stolen everything from us, fair and square. It's multi-levels, Paulette, and I would urge you, please, to watch the five-part series, the YouTubes that I have up on StopTheCrime.net, because I answer that question there. And right now, in the few minutes remaining, I cannot go into that in any great detail other than to say we are all the targets of elimination.
Yeah,
so
and by the way, it's not like Mike Adams says about aliens. It's
no.
People that are demonically energized, globalist bankers, billionaires, and
so,
secret order.
So what I want to do, Paulette, is thank you for your call, but urge you, please, to listen to that five-part YouTube series.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I want to continue talking about what we discovered as I was answering this question for somebody who sent in these PDFs. So I'm going to read to you some of the things I found in these PDFs, and it is really unbelievable. And then I looked into the current newly revised climate action plan called the Pennsylvania Climate Action Plan, November 2018. And they say it's a draft form prepared for Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. It is diabolical. But let me continue with this. So as I was looking at the PDFs, I found these things in the PDF. And this is what this person went to meetings and couldn't understand. It was an advisory group, and they're confused by these meetings. And again, I discuss this in the five-part video series that I have up. But it says that the U.S. Military Transition Assistance Program, called TAP, again, another TAP program, a Transitional Assistance Program for recruiting efforts, all look outside of the region. Look outside of Elk County, has shortage of workers, and could expand to other countries with a workforce. They say agree with attracting technical workers from other countries, emphasis on employment-based programs. So what I want to say is we're finding here in the rebuilds after the fires and thousands of homes and businesses having been destroyed, we're finding people that are brought in as craftsmen and workers from Latvia and beyond. And this goes on to talk about green energy and alternatives to fossil fuels. I want to underscore this. All of these plans talk about fossil fuels. That is the baseline code for a plan that is genocidal, because we never, ever got our petroleum from fossil fuels. When you read fossil fuels, read and understand the plan is genocide. It's
right.
Resource reduction. Here's what else I discovered. It said this in this plan that this fellow sent. Winter weather, severe winds and flooding and wildfire and extreme temperatures are the most threatening natural hazards cited in the local hazard mitigation plans. Now, I want to say right now, that's pretty scripted in all the climate action plans I have found. Again, severe winds, flooding, wildfires, extreme temperatures are the most threatening. This is what we face as a global society everywhere, every city, every place, throughout the entire world. They go on to talk about the climate action plans are foundations to the meeting you attended. And they go on, and I go over more climate action plans. But what I also discovered was they say that adopt a fund, a countywide code enforcement program. This will include hiring full-time code enforcement staff members. In addition, work with municipalities to review or create local ordinances, property maintenance codes, governing property maintenance. Work with homeowners year-round and seasonal to encourage the use of homes for tourist lodging, and update ordinances to ensure municipalities receive applicable taxes when people rent out their homes. In addition, explore the use of fairground or other privately owned land to create new opportunities for visitor lodging. Continue to deploy and support a county and regional cellular and broadband deployment strategy to include convening a task force that inventories existing infrastructure, identifies anchor customers, and proactively engages service providers. Now, these are in the plans. They talk about green agenda financing.
Yeah.
I also was stunned to find this out, because there have been many levels of theft, of course, in the coffers, the world coffers. And I found on another United Nations website that they're actually going after the return of stolen assets from some of these corporations so that they can fund their green agenda and roll out these genocide plans. This is how part of the financing is going to be gathered to literally implement these plans. And it says return of stolen assets. It says the recovery and return of stolen assets has been referenced in financing for development outcomes since the Monterey Consensus. Have any of you heard about the Monterey Consensus and the return of stolen assets? No. And it says it has been identified in the ADDIS agenda, again, ADDIS agenda, as a crucial element towards the financing of the 2030 agenda for sustainable development. We are being financed into oblivion, into extinction. And I find repeatedly documents after documents after documents that talk about, through the United Nations, the IMF, and the global controllers, that are inhuman in the sense that they have no morality, no ethics, and no concern for life itself. So that is the inhuman, demonic aspect of humans that are ramrodding these death these death policies on us of 5G.
Deborah, let me insert this one comment. What we're seeing is they want to push transhumanism. They want to reduce the world population 95%. They want to terraform the Earth. It's not aliens like this idiot, by the way, Mike Adams says. He says he's going to a big conference in September to present all his data. It's not aliens. It's evil humans that are basically parts of ancient secret orders. And they've decided that they know we're on the crux of literally conquering aging disease. I have a lot of the technology right now at Nutramedical, including my patented Red Deer Velvet, epigenetic frequencies. I'm an expert on scalar radiation. I had above top secret clearance. I can tell you, you're absolutely correct on every avenue. And people want to say, like, I have some conspiracy theory nutballs that want to attack you and go to attack me and say, why do you have Deborah on your show? Because Deborah's wise. She knows what's going on. She's like the ancient, you know, Deborah, the general, the female general in ancient Israel. You're facing the truth of this. And the fact is the population, by and large, and the regular media aren't covering it, not even Fox. I doubt if Fox News is going to have you on. I would love to have back contact to get you on there, because I think people don't realize that even while policies like we agree with some of the things, say, one side or the other government, without getting into names, there's bad policies on both sides. And that's what's happening. They're racing toward the global New World Order with 5G network and the totalitarian police state. Even Amazon and these other companies are directly collaborating, and the control of media. All of this is one giant cabal.
The waters that are being delivered into our homes are highly poisonous.
Right.
There have been some recent reports showing that there have been increased comatives found in all water supplies throughout the country, as well as other types of pharmaceuticals, likely not only being dumped into the rivers and the reservoirs, because we were told with the wastewater treatment plants and the reused waters of our urine, fecal material, and pharmaceuticals, they were literally going to start dumping wastewater treatment effluent into the above streams and rivers so that it could flow in to the reservoirs and create a blend and then be pumped into our homes. Again, it's most important to understand that these reservoirs are now and are going to be used as part of the booby trap system. They are. They're being used to blend your fecal and urine and pharmaceuticals and serve it and pump it into your home.
And industrial pharmaceuticals,
well, too. As well as taking down, blowing up, if you will, through seismic activity and shaking of these reservoirs and the use of directed energy weapons, as well as the increased frequencies that are literally dissolving all matter. And that's what's happening. And so,
well, before the dissolution, it actually has an epigenetic effect to shut down genes. You can shut down specific genes and kill an insect. Insects are very radio sensitive, so we're having an insect or entomological apocalypse happening right now. Combination of Fukushima Daiichi and scalar radiation, smart meters, Wi-Fi networks and Gwen towers, and now at 5G everywhere. This is totally nuts.
Well, I want to add one more thing, and it's very important because I've been researching bridges and infrastructure, and I'm finding out that many of the bridges in the rural areas throughout the country and elsewhere are not being repaired. These bridges are intended to fail. I also want to point out that here in Northern California, we have hundreds and hundreds of people living in motorhomes and RVs because of having been burned out and not being able to replace their homes and the recent flooding. When we get hit by additional fires, we're going to have these RVs clogging the very narrow roads that will be the evacuation routes as people try to flee the flames. We're going to get clogged with these RVs. Watch, because this is what the playbook is.
That's going to happen through the summer and fall, isn't it?
Absolutely it is.
Amazing show today, Deborah. We'll have it posted up in no time. Josh Bernstein's coming up next. You don't want to miss it. If you have a question, 818-818-6401.